Hi, my name's Alec Donaldson, and I will be conducting this interview on behalf of the One Another Project and the Wellcome Trust. The date is the 17th of August 2009. If you could please state your full name, your age, if that's okay, and where you're from.
Okay, my name's Lucia Capobianco. I'm 35 years old, and I'm from Epsom in Surrey.
And how are you today?
A little nervous now. Excited, but a little bit nervous.
So can I briefly take you back to when you initially heard about the project?
Sure. It was through a friend of mine, actually, who has also been a plinther. He was a plinther in the first week and was looking for ideas of what to do. And I thought, oh, this sounds like a good idea. Applied, never thinking I was actually going to get a place. Couldn't believe it, nearly fell off my chair when I got the email. So, yeah.
What was it that actually inspired you to get involved?
Really because it's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to actually take part in the project. And then I thought, because I work for a charity, it was a great way of raising awareness for them as well. I could use it as a real chance to sort of shout about the fantastic work and projects that they do. So, yeah, definitely.
So can I ask you a little bit about what you're actually doing today?
Sure. I'm up here with some work colleagues, my charity Samaritans that I'm supporting. And what we want to do, we're in the process of trying to find a new strapline to publicise what we do a bit more. So we've got Life's Worth Talking About, and we thought this would be an ideal opportunity to try it out. So I'm going to be asking people why they think life's worth talking about, to tell me about their life, and is life worth talking about, and whatever their responses are, I'll be able to shout them out to the crowd. So I'm going to have some boards with me asking questions. My colleagues are going to be down on the ground relaying what people are saying up to me, and I'm as long as people are happy, I'm going to read it out, shout it out. So, yeah. So it should be good, hopefully.
And is that something that you dreamed up on your own or with the Samaritans?
No, it's been a process with fundraising and communications department and PR. And together they sort of put their collective brains together and we've all come up with different things, T-shirts, boards, megaphone, etc. So it's been a quick process, but it's been a lot of minds working it all out.
And can you briefly tell me about the charity and what you do for them?
Sure, I am a PA. I actually work for the central charity, so if you like, the general office in Yule. I'm a PA to the Director of Fundraising Communications, and I've been there nearly 3 years and absolutely love it. It is the best thing I've ever done. The charity themselves, Samaritans, is a emotional support charity, and they're there 24/7, 365 days of the year to support people who are feeling feelings of emotional distress, perhaps sometimes suicidal, people who want to talk, basically. And they do that either through telephone, text messaging, email, and we also have a correspondence branch. So there's lots of ways that that people can get in touch, and they're there to listen to people, whatever they want to talk about their feelings.
So how did you initially get involved in charity?
Really, purely by chance. I left my previous job, I was teaching, and I left that, and I actually didn't really know what I wanted to do. So I took a temping job, and it brought me to Samaritans. I temped with them for the best part of sort of 3 months, and then the permanent job came up, I applied, and I've been there ever since. So I'm very, very lucky, very privileged. So, yeah, and no intention of going anywhere soon. Love it. Love the people, love the volunteers. Such a fantastic cause, you know. So don't intend going anywhere soon, which is why I want to shout about it.
So did you apply with the Samaritans in mind, or did you just apply for yourself and then decide to use the Samaritans?
Probably a bit of both. I mean, I applied because I just thought, once a lifetime opportunity. And then when, I think on the form it says, have you any thoughts about what you might do? And in the back of my mind, I did think I would do something for the charity. Because, I mean, I ran the London Marathon supporting them this year. So it's all about as much as I can, just supporting. Yeah. So.
And how do you think the Samaritans has kind of transformed our society in terms of emotional support?
I think, really and truly, they're about talking about feelings and saying to people it is okay to talk about your feelings. I think in the past, and possibly still today, people are reluctant to talk. They feel it makes them weak if they do, or people are quite closed, they can be. But I think the fact that there is a service there, people are prepared to listen, whatever time of day it might be, whatever day it is, Christmas Day, holiday, Easter, you know, any time of the year. And it is okay. It's providing somewhere, it's providing people with a safe environment, basically, to express something that they may not feel they can express to anybody else. And that's the thing I think about being a volunteer. You know, on the end of the phone, you have someone and they might be part of your life for 5 minutes, you know, 50 minutes. You don't know them, they don't know you, but they're able to express something to you that they haven't been able to anybody else. And that's a real privilege.
And do you think the Samaritans has had an effect on you as an individual?
I think it's made me more aware of emotions, feelings. Don't want to sound too touchy-feely, because that's not what it's about. But I think I've learned a lot. Yeah, I've learned a lot myself since I've been with them, definitely. And I've met people I would never have come across before. And in terms of, you know, our volunteers, there's such a wide range of people who do it from all walks of life. It's presented such fantastic opportunities that, yeah, I've learned a lot.
And have you done any other work for publicising the charity?
I've taken part when we've had a stress down day in February, asking people to stress down for a day, wear their slippers to work. I've been at Victoria Station handing out tea and cereal. I ran the marathon this year, raising money for Samaritans. I've taken part in two or three. I've done the British 10K for them, bits and pieces, like nothing on my own before, like this one. So great supporter of it, and love, you know, if ever there is an event where they're present, always very happy to go and support, wear the t-shirt, tell people about the work we're doing. So
And can I just ask you to break down your hour? I mean, how are you using, what are you using up there? How are you going to portray this message?
Okay, well, I'm going to have three t-shirts on, all with the new sort of potential slogan, Life's Worth Talking About. I'm going to take one off every 20 minutes, the different colours, they're our new brand colours. I've got three boards up there posing a different question. I think one is life worth talking about? Tell me about life. And the other one, I think, is why is life worth talking about? I've got some quotes already, because Stephen Fry very kindly tweeted on Thursday asking people to post on our website, why is life worth talking about? I've got those quotes to read out already with the megaphone up there, and then I've got some work colleagues who are going to join me today, and they'll be down on the ground and they'll be asking the same question as I hold up the board. And when people respond, if they're happy, they're going to relay it to me so I can shout it out in the megaphone as well. So we're going to really try and see what people want to say. Tell us why their life's worth talking about. What they think about the weather, what they think about London, how they're feeling, you know, what's happened to the barbecue summer. Tell me about your boss, tell me about your mother-in-law, all those sort of things.
Okay.
And just general, see what response is.
And what are your expectations for your hour?
I've got a feeling it's going to go very quickly, I think. But I really want to enjoy it. I want to make the most of it. I'm hoping that it won't be too daunting when I first get up there. And that really it'll I haven't got a massive expectation. I want to do it well. I want to do as well as I can do. And if one person goes away thinking, oh, Samaritans, that's a good charity today, then that's brilliant. It's one more than before.
Personally, do you think working for the Samaritans has made you a kind of stronger individual emotionally?
Yes, in terms of that it is okay to talk about how you're feeling.
Yeah.
And, you know, if you aren't having a particularly good time or a good day, you know, you can talk about it. It is all right. There's no stigma attached to it.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter. So, and, you know, they are a great support network. So, yeah.
And could you talk a little bit about yourself, your interests?
Okay, so what can I tell you? I'm half English, half Italian. It's probably the least interesting bit of the whole of the interview. I'm 35 years old. I've recently taken up running. Passion is running. Took it up a year ago after losing. I lost 4.5 stone. I used to be a lot bigger. And once I'd completed that, I sort of thought, well, that's okay. It's not making me any fitter. So I just started sort of jogging really with a friend of mine. Really took to it and then ended up doing the London Marathon. So that was an amazing thing for me this year. That was a real achievement for me. But other passions, I mean, I love cooking, absolutely love cooking, particularly Italian. And I'm very into my music. I play the guitar. So much to my family's annoyance, I think, sometimes. and just love spending time with my friends and family. Travel to Italy quite often, go home and see my family. And yeah, that's it really. That's all there is to me, really. Very ordinary.
Yeah. Can you tell me a little bit about your Italian heritage?
Sure. I mean, my dad was born in Italy. We come from a region in the south called Puglia, which is the heel. It's a little village. It's sort of in the hills, if you like. I mean, it's beautiful. Place, go back at least once if not twice a year, lots of family, as you can imagine. It's a bit like my big fat Greek wedding when everybody goes home. it's that type of community. But I have, because of that, also because a lot of them emigrated too, I've got lots of family in Canada and America too, but everybody comes home traditionally in August. In fact, I'm going on Wednesday, so I'm looking forward to it. So very proud of my Italian heritage. That was my other possibility, that I would do something with the flag, with the tricolour.
Okay. And have you ever actually lived over in Italy?
No, I mean, I've spent a lot of time there, and certainly when I was young, when I was at school, we used to go for the whole of the summer, so a couple of months, 2.5 months. But never actually lived out there permanently. Okay. Yeah, it would drive me mad. Yeah, it would be. It's. I think it would be somewhere a great place to retire to because of the pace of life. But I find it quite when you're trying to do ordinary everyday things. Sometimes it can be a bit frustrating with the tomorrow type attitude. Okay. So it's a great place for a holiday and to relax. But not sure to live and work.
And do you think this is where you get your flair for cooking from?
I think so. Yeah, I think so, definitely. Because my grandmother was always cooking, always making. I learned to make pasta with her. Always something going on in the pot. So, and it's wonderful. It's that sort of, you can smell it. There's that real aroma around the village when it comes to lunchtimes and evenings. It's just an amazing place. So yeah, definitely.
Amazing. And do you think this experience will have an effect on you?
I'd like to think so. I'd like to think it'd be a positive thing, and I just think it's going to be amazing because, you know, I think there's what 2,400 places, and I've got one, just incredible. So, something to tell the grandchildren about, I'm not quite sure how to describe it, but it will be an experience. Yeah.
Amazing. Mm. Well, thank you so much. Is thank there anything you. Else you'd like to add?
No, thank you. Just thank you for the opportunity. I'm really chuffed. Thank you.
Thanks.